Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, the brand new FTL 2.0 site, which allows you to actually create the content of the website. You get to submit show prep suggestions, which could be news stories, could be video posts, could be blog posts, whatever you want. Whatever you think our listeners would be interested in, you submit them. Our listeners vote them up or vote them down, and so can you, of course, at freetalklive.com. So the story out of Michigan with the folks that were allegedly plotting to kill cops, etc. They arrested a whole bunch of people, the militia members. Of course, as we predicted. Did we predict this, Mark?
I couldn't tell you.
Well, as has been so common in the past, when the federal government will trumpet that it has, we've done it! We've caught the terrorists! Luckily, before they were going to strike, we were there! We're your federal government keeping you safe. You know, during the Bush administration, they did that stuff. There was the guys down in Miami. I think that was during the Bush administration. There were a couple other things. I don't even remember all the details because it was usually the same story, was that, well, they've managed to catch a ring of terrorists before they were going to strike. And how convenient. How convenient that the federal government has been able to just stop every instance of terrorism, right? Because ever since 2001...
Well, it's not that airplane that flew into the building, the IRS building.
Ever since... Oh, well, okay, the IRS guy, you're right. That's true. Yeah. But they aren't calling that terrorism, right?
It's just one guy, right?
Yeah.
How could they, a lone gunman, as it were...
they can't infiltrate airman. They can't infiltrate a lone gunman,
no.
Right? So in all of the instances where they've stopped it in advance... Later on, the story comes out, the details come out, that essentially what happened is the feds, whether it's the FBI or whatever secret agency they're sending in there, in this case it's going to be the FBI.
I think it's been the FBI all along. Okay.
The FBI has gone in and they've basically fomented the violence. Their agent will go in, find a group of dupes, basically, a group of people that are upset about the government, and rightfully so, and they essentially encourage them into the use of violence. And sure enough, that appears to be what has happened with this Michigan situation. William Norman Grigg, over at lewrockwell.com, is I think he's got the real good detail on this story, and I think it's important to get this out, especially tonight on Saturday night. We have our largest audience. And Will writes, by the way, Will's black. I just like to point that out, considering there's this race card, I think, that's being played in the whole... You know, these are a bunch of white separatist types up in the woods, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's common. That if you're going to talk about Tea Party or anybody who pushes the envelope of the sort of the conservative area, they're a bigot and they're racist.
So it's a great little telling of the story here that I think people who love freedom and who want to get active or who already are active in doing something to achieve freedom, and I mean real freedom, where you live your life how you want as long as you don't harm anybody else. And in order to be free, you allow others to be free. So if you're somebody who's in the liberty movement and somebody like this comes along, beware. When a stranger materialized a few years ago, nobody really knew much about him. He seemed like a suitably sympathetic figure and quickly ingratiated himself by offering whatever help he could. No task was too menial for him, and he had a way of finding just what the group needed right when it was required. Most importantly, he seemed to share the group's antipathy toward the government. If anything, he was just a bit more emphatic than the rest in denouncing official corruption and endorsing violent, direct action against the state. He seemed eager to shepherd the group in a more militant direction, eagerly outbidding every expression of outrage and hostility. One of his favorite recurring themes was the idea that a criminal state could only be fought through the use of criminal means. When the Joint Terrorism Task Force staged an armed raid to arrest several members of the group, the helpful stranger was nowhere to be found. He did leave a parting gift, however, in the form of detailed allegations recorded in a federal indictment alleging that the group he had infiltrated on behalf of the JTTF, Joint Terrorism Task Force, was involved in extensive criminal activity, most of which was either suggested or directly facilitated by him, and an ambitious plot to wage war against the United States government. In broad outline, this is what most likely happened with Michigan's Hutterite militia during the past couple of years, a period during which, as federal authorities now admit, the group was infiltrated by both an undercover FBI agent and a cooperating witness. One of the FBI's plans significantly posed as someone who could provide the group with custom-made explosives. That, according to the Detroit News, that revelation is critical since it means that the alleged plot to manufacture improvised explosive devices, referred to with hysterical hyperbole, typical of the regime's pronouncements as weapons of mass destruction — I actually remember hearing that in one of the news reports about this, thought it was kind of silly at the time — was quite possibly instigated by the FBI's informant provocateur. So he comes along and says, "Hey, I can get you guys some bombs." So the Hutterite conspiracy was the second installment in the FBI's ongoing Homeland Security theater in Michigan. The Bureau's campaign against the mosque in Dearborn followed almost exactly the same script. The final act of that earlier melodrama was on October 28, 2009, in an FBI raid against several of the mosque's adherents, the Masjid al-Haq Mosque, that ended with the death of its imam, Lukem Abdullah. Initial reports claimed that Abdullah was killed in a shootout or exchange of gunfire with the feds in a warehouse allegedly containing stolen goods. The word execution might be a more appropriate description in light of the fact that Abdullah was shot at least 20 times, including an entry wound in his back and an oddly specific grouping in and around the genital region. The imam allegedly provoked the federal fusillade by shooting one of the FBI's K-9 agents. Significantly, the official autopsy report, a document actively suppressed by the Dearborn police for more than 3 months, describes a series of lacerations, which were also described as puncture wounds, that are consistent with being mauled by a dog. So it's possible that Abdullah shot the dog to protect himself. It's also possible that he never fired a shot and that the dog stepped in front of one or more of the rounds intended for Abdullah. The official FBI narrative is that Freddy, the Belgian Malinois killed during the raid, gave his life in the line of duty. Gave his life in the line of duty on behalf of his team. The dog was buried in solemn ritual, and his name was added to the FBI's memorial wall. We'll never know the exact circumstances of Freddy's death. This much has been clearly established, however, that is, Abdullah bled to death with his hands cuffed behind his back while the FBI took the time to arrange an emergency medical airlift for their attack dog. The most favorable construction one can put on this set of facts is that the feds handcuffed a helpless man who'd been perforated by at least 20 gunshots. A grimmer possibility is that he was handcuffed before he was shot. In either case, this juxtaposition, a handcuffed man bleeds to death while his assailants arrange emergency medical treatment for their dog, reeks of some malodorous combination of depraved indifference and concentrated malice.
You know, I guess in these instances, what you have to ask yourself is, if the FBI hadn't have been involved, would these people have fomented to the point that they were going to do whatever it is that they were going to do, without the aid of, hey, I can get you some really heavy explosives? I mean, maybe that's what keeps – I mean, that's the reason we have laws against explosives in this country, right? That's the idea, is the people that would use them can't get them.
Right, and a constant suggestion.
So the idea is the FBI infiltrates and then allegedly claims that they will give them to them, and if they claim that they will use them even though they don't have them, then they're bad people?
Well, I mean, I think that killing people is not necessarily a good thing.
Sure, but what I'm trying to say is, if the FBI wasn't involved, would anything have happened? And, also, in the rest of these situations, how many of them wouldn't have occurred? You know, because this is not – these two situations we're talking about isn't the end of it. There have been several different people that they've called terrorists along the way, said, we've infiltrated their group, and they swept them up. And you honestly don't hear anything about them ever again.
No, it's true.
It's very rare do you hear much, after the fact.
The news just kind of looks at it and says, well, they've done their job. And then they just kind of forget about it and move on, and they find something else to talk about. You know, somebody's on Dancing with the Stars or some critical information that people need to know about. So there's a little more to the story here about Abdullah, and we'll find out about him coming up here at 800-259-9231. But, I mean, do you think that – I think that's a good question, Mark. Is it the FBI that's actually fomenting this so-called terrorism that they are taking credit for stopping? Are they creating the entire thing from start to finish? And they're just bringing people on that are just gullible. 1-800-259-9231. You can tell us how you feel or bring up anything.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day.
3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwave this live Saturday edition. You can bring up anything at 800-259-9231. We're talking about the FBI and essentially whether or not they're actually creating all of the instances of so-called terrorism that they're bragging about busting and have been doing ever since 2001, maybe even before that. But we're looking specifically at the last decade here. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They are yours completely free at freetalklive.com.
If you're looking to buy a car or buy a house and then next few months, you need to think about your credit report. If you've got foreclosures, bankruptcies, judgments, liens, collections, late payments, or any kind of derogatory credit on your credit report, it's going to cost you hundreds and more likely thousands and quite possibly tens of thousands of dollars when you go to buy this house or car, large thing on credit. But there's an answer. CleaningCredit.com is a law firm. As a matter of fact, they're down in South Florida, and they will help you to remove derogatory credit reports from your credit report, if that makes any sense. And, you know, they dispute them, and they get taken off until the dispute is settled. It's CleaningCredit.com. The fee is it's a monthly fee. It's very reasonable. It's like less than $60 a month at CleaningCredit.com. It is well worth it if you're going to make a major purchase soon.
So we're talking about the idea that the FBI, and it looks like indeed they had an informant on the inside at the Hootery, the guys up in Michigan that were busted for allegedly plotting against the police, plotting to do violence. And as in many cases, as we've seen over time, and as William Norman Gregg over at LouRockwell.com is outlining, the FBI has actually sent agents in to foment the ideas of violence, to essentially plant.
Right. Now we only hear about these big deals, every once in a while, but the FBI's in all kinds of organizations. I remember they've infiltrated peace organizations, the Quakers. Mm-hmm. We've read articles that they're just all over the place, and you don't know who you're dealing with.
Right, and the story he was telling is about back in October 2009, there was a raid against a mosque. And the leader, or one of the people, I guess is the head of the mosque, was found dead and shot 20 times by the feds. They claimed that he shot their dog, and so that's why they just destroyed him. And I want to get to the phone calls, but get a little more information out here about this guy, because we haven't talked about who he really was yet. We just pointed out that they helicoptered their dog out while he bled to death. Kind of an interesting juxtaposition there. Anyway, the attendees of his mosque. Excuse me, by the way, despite the fact that both the investigation of the mosque and the raid were conducted by the local Joint Terrorism Task Force, no terrorism-related charges were filed against any of the 10 men listed in the criminal complaint. So they raided them with their terrorism task force, but did not charge anybody. The one guy ended up being shot to death, but none of the other 10 were charged. Why? The charges include conspiracy counts arising from an alleged plot to receive and sell goods that defendants believed were stolen from interstate shipments, one count of mail fraud, three counts related to possession of firearms or body armor by a felon, and tampering with automobile VIN numbers.
Felons aren't allowed to buy body armor?
Attendees of Abdullah's mosque included many men who had served time behind bars, and as a younger man, Abdullah himself was convicted of assault. But a lot of people, Mark, you yourself included, do some stupid things when they're younger, and then they grow out of it later on. Like many of his followers and countless thousands of others, he was converted to radical Islam within the world's largest and most lavishly funded madrasa, the federal prison system. His friends and supporters insist that Abdullah, despite his criminal history, was a caring, pious, and generous man. The mosque ran a soup kitchen and was involved in other forms of charitable outreach to the economically blighted neighborhood. He, Abdullah, was expansively hostile toward the government and deeply suspicious of the police, but what rational person isn't? Those who knew him well insisted that he consistently rejected aggressive violence of any time, or of any kind, rather. A Los Angeles-based comedian and motivational speaker, his son, Omar Reagan, says, "My father was a sharp-tongued individual. He would talk about his dislike of government, as we do on this show, about how law enforcement wasn't protecting and serving the people. But speaking his emotions and acting on his emotions are two different things." Now, the evidence presented in the criminal complaint, unsealed after Abdullah was killed, shows he encouraged his followers to acquire the skills to employ defensive violence to protect themselves from both private and government-employed criminals. He also explicitly and repeatedly refused to condone aggressive action against anyone. However, if you read the report by the FBI's counterterrorism agent, it sounds like what was a criminal small fencing operation. They're saying that if you read the report, they're portrayed as nothing less than hardened, battle-ready shock troops of the global jihad. And he quotes it, but I'll skip past that. So even if every word of the summation were accurate, none of what's described constitutes a crime, a fact that the agent tacitly acknowledged by declining to file terrorism or sedition charges against any of the 10 people that were involved. Furthermore, the inflammatory dicta in his complaint artfully misrepresents Abdullah's views regarding the legitimate use of violence, as those views were summarized by Leon's snitches within the mosque. The most striking example of his dishonesty, this is the agent, Leon, with an attempt by one of his assets to entrap Abdullah into terrorist violence. Here's a couple of excerpts from the files. They have two confidential sources that are cited here. Confidential source S2, which was a plant by the Joint Terrorism Task Force, who allegedly recorded a conversation with Abdullah, admits he offered $5,000, that is, the plant did, to instigate some kind of criminal violence during the 2006 Super Bowl in Detroit. According to Leon's own summary of the incident, Abdullah said he would not be involved in injuring innocent people for no reason. Confidential source S3 alleges that Abdullah described how Abdul Samur, one of his followers, printed out several things from the internet, including Al-Qaeda training camp manuals or materials. Abdullah said he told Samur to throw them away and cautioned him not to look at things on the internet. This, like most of the evidence assembled by Leon, was hearsay, but it actually works against the FBI's interest by underscoring Abdullah's refusal to endorse Islamic terrorism. S3 also describes a conversation during a trip to Alabama in which Abdullah commented that he didn't agree with bombing civilian targets such as buses, which occur in Israel and the West Bank, but said it's fine to bomb police stations. The awkward diction here suggests Abdullah was referring specifically to actions taken by Palestinians and drawing a distinction, for whatever it might be worth, between terrorist attacks on helpless civilians and what he perceived as defensive insurgent warfare against armed personnel carrying out a military occupation. And one of the most critical disclosures offered by S3 details a reported conversation in June of 2009 in which the imam told an associate that he knew someone in his mosque was working for the FBI. Abdullah said he's hopeful that anyone who's working for the feds will come to the mosque often to pray and will see the error of his ways and will admit that he's working with the feds. Abdullah's conciliatory remarks came on the same day he supposedly said he would kill anybody trying to gather information on him. Leon accounts for this contradiction by claiming the wily imam knew he was being listened to and targeted by law enforcement, so he intentionally made conflicting statements in order to protect himself. So how can we tell which reported statements are sincere? Well, this is easy. As the agent would insist, we should dismiss anything that appears moderate and responsible as posturing and assume that anything incendiary and self-incriminating represented Abdullah's genuine intentions. Now, the problem here is that all of the consensually recorded comments that are directly quoted in the criminal complaint are entirely innocuous. It's only when one of the confidential informants is paraphrasing Abdullah that we are barraged with shockingly detailed references to alleged criminal acts and criminal plots. So they don't actually have any evidence that this guy was advocating violence, from what I can tell, except in the paraphrasings of the agents that were undercover. When they were talking about what they heard him say, then they made it sound all kinds of violent. But when they actually have evidence of what he actually said, it's just not there. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant 20%. $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the Gutter Brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the Gutter Brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type, and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in, bring up whatever's on your mind. You can also get interactive on our bulletin board system at vbs.freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of posts, over 500,000 of them there for you to interact with. A lot of people there as well. BBS.freetalklive.com.
The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is April 9th, 10th, and 11th at Knob Creek Gun Range. It's next weekend. It's fun for the whole family with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. It opens at 9 a.m. It's $10 per person at KnobCreekRange.com. That's KnobCreekRange.com to get more information.
We're talking about the idea that the FBI may actually be out there essentially ginning up anger and violence in many of these groups that have been busted over the last several years for allegedly plotting to do terrorism. Time after time, again, of course, the most recent one being the Michigan militia folks, but time after time, we find out that the FBI has undercover agents that are operating within these groups that are essentially planting ideas of violence, that are planting the ideas to bomb, that are planting the ideas to kill.
Not just that, offering difficult
assistance.
Yeah, difficult things to come across. I wouldn't know how to find dynamite. At least, I'd have to really want to find dynamite, and I don't. But if somebody says, hey, want some dynamite? Well, I'll hold on to that. I might use it for something later.
And if they're constantly agitating for the idea of violence that, well, you know, they're using force on us, so we should use force on them. They're criminals, so we should be criminal back. All kinds of justifications for it, just poisoning people's minds with that. Would it surprise you to know this? Did you know that that's what was going on with all of the stories of the so-called terrorist plots that were broken up over the past decade? Would that surprise you to know that? I mean, if you think about it from the FBI agent's perspective, they want to advance in their career, right? So the agents want to get more busts. The agents want to look good.
Yeah, and their bosses need to have justification for them running their little field office or whatever.
Right, so if they go in and they infiltrate a group and they're a bunch of peaceniks that aren't doing anything, then they've wasted their time, right?
Look,
so
Frank, you've spent $2 million infiltrating a bunch of organizations, and what do you got to show for
it? We need to get somebody to plant a bomb or whatever. They need them to actually make a move or plot to make a move to do violence so they can come in, swoop in, act like they've saved the day when they, point of fact, have actually started it all in the first place. And there's a lengthy story.
What they do with Ruby Ridge? Some guy sawed off a shotgun, and then they went in and shot his wife and his baby in the head.
Something like that.
I mean, that's how it goes, right?
So LouRockwell.com, there's a story from William Norman Grigg, and he's talking about a guy named Abdullah that was busted, or they busted him back in 2009, shot him to death 20 times, and they tried to make him look like a really bad guy, but when you actually dig into the paperwork, because they didn't end up charging anybody with terrorism crimes in his mosque, even though that was the Joint Terrorism Task Force that went in there, when you start digging through the quotes, direct quotes from him are obviously not advocating violence. It's when they're paraphrased by the agency, undercover agents, when they tell them in their own words, all of a sudden they get more violent sounding. And just one more excerpt here from the story. Turns out the direct quotes aren't even complete. Nearly all of them contain strategically placed ellipses indicating the removal of potentially critical details. You know where you see the dot, dot, dot in a quote from somebody? That means they could have taken out five sentences and then squished the rest of it together and tried to make it sound like it was the quote. So very dishonest tactics on the part of the FBI. Let's go to you and your thoughts at 800-259-9231, starting out with Matt listening in Texas, in Waco, actually, to Info FM. Hello, Matt. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Matt. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
I was just listening to your show and heard a couple of things on the FBI in relation to terrorism and things of that nature.
Yes, sir.
And, I don't know, I can't really comment on the direct details of, that specific case with the imam and with the FBI's tactics. There's definitely probably some questions to be asked with some of the things that they do in order to maintain prosecutions, but with that being said, I also think that there's a very real threat I wanted to terrorism throughout the U.S. With or without the things that are going on.
Is there a real threat of terrorism? If there was, then why aren't there terrorist attacks?
Because there are actually some things that are going on within law enforcement that actually do get done. I mean, it's not totally negate of any threats whatsoever.
Are you sure you're not fantasizing about that?
I'm sure I'm not. I am sure of that.
Because every time the law enforcement has touted that they busted a terror ring, they usually were the guys in there fomenting the violence.
Can you show me
another example?
Let me ask you this. Do you think that there actually is absolutely no threat of terrorism and that there's no one throughout the world that has any intent to do us harm at all?
I'm not saying that. I'm just telling you that if there is, they aren't actually doing anything about it, and it's been almost a decade now since 2001. Plus, the reason why the 9/11 attacks happened is because, and you can look at what Osama bin Laden has said, it's because of the aggression of the United States government and going around the world, especially in the Middle East, and killing innocent people. So, yeah, if there is a threat of terrorism, and I don't think there's much of one, if there is a threat of terrorism, it's only because of the aggression of the United States federal government, and it would likely not be there at all if the U.S. government weren't killing innocent people. Your thoughts?
Right. Well, whether or not they have a direct reason because of our federal government, there still is a threat. Whether or not, I'm not questioning whether or not through the history of the United States, whether or not there's been problems and we've done things that are wrong. That's obvious.
You haven't. You haven't done that. You didn't ride around on horseback and shoot Indians.
Americans. But I'm not questioning. You were stating the fact that we're going around the world killing people, and that's why.
But you said
was.
We said the United States government, and then you said we. And
okay.
That's the part that I'm trying to distinguish here. You and I are simply the cattle that they leech the milk out of
so that they can
do whatever the hell they want.
Let's just say this for you. The United States, you said that the United States government has been doing that, okay? Well, these terrorist organizations hold us as a whole, as the United States government. They all the people in the United States. That's why they attack.
I agree.
Sorry, no, that's not necessarily the case. If you listen to what, for instance, Osama bin Laden says, he lays blame clearly on the government. Yes, obviously they did attack civilians in that particular case. And
they
I'm not justifying.
They attack civilians. That's part of their tactics.
Yeah, I'm not justifying what they do.
They attacked the Pentagon too, and there was wasn't there a plan for the Capitol building? So I mean, of the four buildings they attacked, two of them were government and two of them weren't. Plus the World Trade Centers did have government functions that went on. So you're claiming that they attacked civilians, but it's not like they flew them into a high school.
It doesn't matter. They do that all the time. They blow up markets all the time. They blow up marketplaces all the time.
But now you're conflating different organizations. You can't just say those
terrorist
Muslims.
Organizations in general.
But
organizations that are tied to Al Qaeda.
Al Qaeda doesn't call themselves a terrorist organization. Somebody in the United States government does. You don't get to take.
Do you know the definition for terrorism?
Yes, absolutely.
Using terror to get what you want.
Well, that you can't use the word for the definition.
Using fear and force
to affect political change. The use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce, especially for political purposes, which is actually an accurate description,
it's
Matt.
It's not necessarily for political purposes. There isn't a...
No, that's right. That's why I said especially for political purposes, which would, by the way, accurately identify the actions of anyone calling themselves the government. I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. So actually, to answer his question, is there a threat of terrorism in the United States? Constantly, by the part of the U.S. federal government and your local and state governments.
Because that's what a government is. A government is an organization. It's a terrorist organization that won.
Yeah, that runs the schools.
I mean, and all a terrorist organization is another group of people that want to use violence against you to get what they want. Now, you may like the organization that uses violence, the terrorist organization that won, and, you know,
I don't
understand. But organization is really not that much different.
Right. I've never been afraid or threatened or felt threatened by Muslims or anybody, any religious group. I have been threatened and I have been aggressed against by people calling themselves government. They're the real threat. 800-259-9231, and they should be dealt with on a peaceful basis, just to make sure that's clear. More coming up. You can bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Getting a mortgage without a down payment or just refinancing your home can be tough right now. But if you've served in the U.S. Armed Forces, Reserves, or National Guard, it doesn't have to be. I'm Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct. After serving in Operation Iraqi Freedom, I now help other vets get their financial needs met. Our team of professionals understands the special benefits under the law for veterans. We have over 20 years of VA home mortgage experience, including refis to VA loans at lower rates.
On your feet!
If you're a veteran in need of a mortgage or interested in a refi for cash out or lower payments, call 888-900-VA-LOAN now or go online to varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN, varadio.com.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Food Strag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program
and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231, the live Saturday edition of the program here tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link. And Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the idea that a lot of these so-called terror plots that are busted up, have been busted up over the last decade and touted in the mainstream and the news media, have essentially been fomented by the FBI. So they make the busts and they essentially create the criminals to bust in the first place by sending in their undercover operatives to provide things like fake bombs and things like that, to actually pay money to these people, to suggest violence, to consistently suggest the idea of getting back at the state with violence, with the state's own violent tactics, that sort of thing. In fact, on March 20th of this year, Infowars.com reported on allegations that a federal agent acted as a provocateur in the New York synagogue bombing conspiracy case. Defense attorneys in the case argued in court that the plot was hatched and directed by a federal informant. So this is another case here. They said the informant badgered the defendants until they got involved in the plot. They said the informant chose the targets, supplied fake bombs for the synagogues, and a fake missile to shoot down planes. The motion said he also offered to pay the defendants, who attorneys alleged weren't inclined toward any crime until the informant began recruiting them. Let's continue with your phone calls here. Your thoughts on do you believe this is even possible, that the FBI would do something like this? It seems pretty clear to me, and they certainly have the motivations. Let's go to Ronald, listening in Keene to WKBK. Ronald, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How you doing, Ian?
Hey, Ronald. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I've never been anybody that's been fond of, the FBI, CIA, ATF, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that, pretty much they, do pretty much whatever the hell they want. And it seems that, whenever they're in the middle of something, that's big, that always turns out where there's some kind of a controversy, And the thing that's scary for me is that, in light of, what's going, what went on with this, militia and stuff, well, I'm just afraid that they're going to push people, and they're going to push people to where it's going to get to the point to where you know, they're going to just outlaw guns altogether. And, you know, we're not going to be able to protect ourselves. I mean, I just don't have any faith, I mean, in our own government a lot of times. I mean, I'm a person, I'm 46 years old, I've never voted.
Mm.
You know, and my feel, you know, one of the things that I learned from my dad when I was young was that I learned about what honor and what respect was. We don't have that here.
Well, they don't respect us because, as Mark was saying, they just treat us like cattle, essentially. We worked so we can enrich them and run their government operations and their programs, and we don't have the opportunity to say no, we've had enough. Well, now we do because we're getting hopefully going to get enough people together to say no together and say we've had enough of this, because you're right. When you say that they just do whatever it is they want to. And we don't just have to even look at the area of so-called anti-terrorism work. If you go into – there was a – remember the story, Mark, about the FBI basically Okay, spaced out on that one. The FBI does whatever they want. Oh, yes, the justice letters, whatever they're called. They're these letters that they send to various different people. They're subpoenaing information and stuff like that. And the news reports have found out that they just basically illegally did this stuff, that they just sent out thousands of these letters and that it's all been completely illegal. And when they get caught doing stuff like that, they just say things like, well, you know, we won't do it again. And whereas if you and I were to do something that was illegal, then they'd have no problem putting us in a cage.
You know, it's like these census forms that were sent out. You know, I haven't filled mine out. And I don't think I'm going to because, I mean, again, you know, what do they need to know my name for? Why do they want my phone number? You know, I mean, if they can't, you know, control what's going on with Medicaid and, you know, all that money being stolen, you know, what's to say that my identity won't be protected?
Worse than that, go back, Raymond, or Ronald, and look back in the World War II times when they used census information to go around and round people up. They rounded up Japanese
and probably anybody
that looked Oriental and Germans. They rounded people up using that information. So certainly it's not innocuous. And obviously, if they tell you, well, don't worry, we'll respect your privacy, they're the government. Of course they lie. So good on you for not filling it out. I haven't filled mine out either. I was thinking maybe we could have like a census burning party. I think that would be kind of fun.
I'm thinking that what needs to really happen, Ian, is that we really need a real serious grassroots movement.
You've got one, Ronald. You happen to live in Keene, New Hampshire, and that's one of the best places to be.
You know, we the people, okay, you know, in a sense, we run this country. Okay.
We run the actual, that's true. We create the wealth, we create the products and the services. And Ronald, I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. That's right. The government doesn't create value. The government, for the most part, does not offer services or products that are in
demand.
If
you've ever seen the government make anything, it's a disaster. Government is not incentivized the same way the free market is. It can't.
They do some things okay. If they throw enough money at something, they might catch a murderer from time to time. They might get a school built. They might build a road. But they could all of those things can be done by the marketplace were we allowed to actually have market competition.
And usually done far better.
That's cheaper and better.
Yeah. To me, it's rare that the government does anything extraordinarily well, and everything it does, it probably does for at least triple the cost.
So the good news for Ronald is that there is a grassroots movement that is forming, and it is the Free State Project. It is moving now. So far, over 10,000 people have pledged to move. Hundreds have actually moved up here to New Hampshire in order to get active for liberty. We'll talk more about that here in a little bit. Let's go to Brad listening in Charleston to WSC-FM. Brad, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, my name is Fred.
Oh, Fred, sorry about that. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, listen, fellas, I'll tell you something. I just look so much forward to your radio program every Saturday night. So we just get you down here 3 hours a night on a Saturday.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate
that. Oh, there's no problem about that. I don't always agree with you, fellas, but tonight you are spot on. I went to high school, and you're not going to believe this. I went to high school at a private school with Donald Trump and Newt Gingrich.
Wow. You're right. I don't think I do believe you. Go ahead.
It was called Macaulay Military School in Chattanooga, Tennessee, just on the west side of Missionary Ridge.
All right. Well, we'll suffice to say it's one heck of a claim. Go on.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, listen, I was not one of the best students there, okay?
Uh-huh.
But anyway, I'm going to tell you something right now. This had nothing to do with it. There is the only claim to freedom we ever, hearing we have of freedom in this country on radio talk stations. And this ridiculous area I live in is from your radio station.
You mean specifically the rest of them are nothing.
Sir?
You mean when you say station, you mean specifically this program, Free Talk
Live?
Yes. Well, thank you for that.
Specifically.
I wish we weren't so unique. I really do. I mean, I wish we had a whole army of imitators out there. Maybe someday that'll be the case, but
right now, you'd just be silly to imitate us.
Right now.
All we have right now are Joseph Goebbels imitators, one after the other on these ridiculous stations from 7 o'clock in the morning until 1 o'clock.
AM. Well, the only thing I can tell you to do, and I appreciate the appreciation, but the only thing I can tell you to do is to contact your local radio station. In your case, it's WSC.
Well, I know, but may I say a couple of things?
Sure.
Please?
Yeah. Tell them thank you, though.
Ron Horiuchi, the man who did the sniping, the FBI sniper at
Ruby Ridge.
At Ruby Ridge.
Yeah.
He was not demoted. He wasn't censored. He was promoted.
Killing babies is just doing his job.
Oh, absolutely. And at the first, the first bombing we had there at the Twin Trade Centers, there was, guess what? I know you'll find this very surprising. There was an FBI agent in there that told these knuckleheads how to build the bomb, where to place it.
Absolute
and guess
truth.
What? Yeah. Anyway, keep up the good work and tell them I love
you. Thank you. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line.
You know, that's what they do. You know, they get in, they stir things up, and I don't know specifically about the case he's talking about with the
World Trade Center, the first bomb.
First one, I didn't know.
No, I've seen that. I've seen that information.
Okay.
The FBI was involved in that one too.
That doesn't surprise me.
So you are welcome to bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind here. A few more stories for you, because there are a bevy of them, of these stories of the FBI, the federal government, going in and essentially creating the very violence that they pat themselves on the back about busting. And we're not just talking about the folks in Michigan. We've yet to get the real details on the Michigan situation, but we do know at this point now that there was an FBI informant on the inside, and if they followed the same pattern they've been following, then it's likely he essentially ginned up all the violence in the first place. More coming up. Hour 2's on the way. 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.